Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Good being with you today. I just got off the phone with someone I went to fourth grade with, Brenda Verity. Pretty amazing. You know, when I was talking to Brenda, I want to see if you guys can relate to this. I had an awareness of where I was with her 2 seconds ago when I was talking to her. I still had a path of open awareness with her, being aware of her now, but almost like I was with her 2 seconds ago. And so that's the way that I kind of work with people, that as we become more vibrant, our relationship to the now and what happens is like it's a fresh moment, because we become uncluttered and we can see. And that's why I say there's only two states. There's this counterfeit state, and then there's this like vibrant state. And as we become more relational, right, because there's individualistic intuition, and it's what I call relational intuition, and it changes everything, the subtlety of one thing. That's only one thing. I mean, I'm here to explore with you, and not just explore today, but give you a demonstration of what I call vibrant collaboration. The vibrant collaboration is the ability to come together without bartering, without trading, without exchanging, and open up another whole world of wisdom and prosperity. I want to welcome my beloved Lisa LaRose, who's my producer and my friend for many, many years. I know I'm happy she's in my life. My system sings and hums when she's around. She's been someone that's seen and experienced me through many appearances. You know, when you see someone, you experience someone through many appearances, it allows you to have that experience of what you might call family. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Glenn. It was a beautiful introduction. I'm very appreciative of you and all of the different things that we've experienced together.
Yeah, thank you. I also want to welcome, now do we have Nate, are you there?
I am here.
Oh my God, Nate Hughes. You know, Nate, it's really funny. My teacher used to say there was this thing called a leap through time. A guy named Sydney Banks. Now Sydney Banks, I'm just saying this because I think you're going to relate to it. I think the whole audience is going to appreciate this. Sid Banks read 2 books his whole life. He read a book on welding, and he read another book on construction. Barely got through those 2 books. But when he was 27, he had something happen where he started to see straight life in a very different way. It actually happened when he was walking on the beach. He was at a merging counter. And he was walking next to a therapist. And the therapist said to him, he said, "You don't have problems. You just think you have problems." And Sid said his whole life sort of shifted. And so I think it was 7 years ago, Sid spent 7 days with physicists at MIT because they were really curious about what Sid discovered. And so I'm saying this because when I was like really early on in my life, someone said to me, "Well, in your life, there's something about you and connections. Something happens with connections." And I realized in our lives, we have this, I guess that's like an inherent superpower or gift or something. And when we use it relationally, things open up. And I want to say for you, Nathan, Nate, that I feel it with you. I feel this wonderful connection. I feel wiser, more alive with me. And today, I'm honored because I get to connect you to someone and have you collaborate with someone I feel has been such a contribution to my life, Andy Hort, who owns Green Earth Enterprise. Andy's the Green Whisperer on our Vibrant Speakers International. I want to appreciate the audience. I want to introduce you to, because that would be fun. I also want to thank Ariel, who's here as our New York producer. And his last name is Bondberg. He's like a Jewish James Bond. He's here to make connections and use his secret powers. Well, welcome, Ariel.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. So, I don't know why. I got to acknowledge Barbara Feldman. Barbara Feldman wrote a book called Your, that's a nice musical piece. Barbara Feldman was a lady who wrote a book called Your Brain Listens to Every Word You Speak. She had a severe injury, and she started practicing speaking to her brain. And little by little, her brain responded, and she began to have a different life. So when we speak and when we listen, not from our thought viruses, and what I mean by a thought virus is the habits and things that we pick up from other people. You know, divorce is a thought virus. So a lot of times people, we hear in ourselves, well, if this happens and that happens, we got to get out of there. And the next part of the show, we're going to explore how to go beyond this thought virus called divorce, how to deepen the love in your life. And that's going to be an exciting segment. I'm very excited about that. I'm very enthused. Andy Hort, I met Andy Hort, it seems like 90 years ago, but I met him actually 3 or 4 years ago. And up until I met Andy, I thought to myself, there was this thing called green printing and green business, and part of it was like things like Soul Inc. And it had a certain scope of what it was. You know, wisdom happens when we let go, when we go beyond what we think we know, we discover a new world. When I met Andy, my life, my understanding, what I thought I knew about green business, what I thought I knew about printing, it changed. And it didn't just change around printing. It changed my ideas about meaningful business. It changed my ideas about what it truly meant to be environmental and to have a green business. Like, Andy really stretched my mind. He did it in a warm-hearted way. When I first saw Andy's first, he made my first event, Unscripted Power, I said the flyer was so beautiful. People would literally see it. They couldn't believe how beautiful it was. And I used to joke to people it was edible. I could eat it. It's like the hydrated food in my hand. So, Andy, I want to welcome you. I'm so excited you're here. I get to introduce you to Andy Hort. And this is going to be fun. This is great. So, all right, Lisa, here we go. I'm just putting my tie on to be official. I'm just kidding.
The bow tie.
So here it is. I met this very unusual psychiatrist who was kind of a mystic, and he said to me one. He used to call me Boober after Martin Buber. He said, Boober, he goes, you're supposed to bring things together, and what happens is people get energized and they experience wisdom, and he goes, that is truly a profound thing you're doing. And he was one of the few people that kind of pointed out a very different direction. My parents used to say, when are you going to get another job? I was like, I don't think I'd really like to get another job. But what I'd like to do is be around people and see the light in their eyes glow and then breathe differently. That's what I'd like to do. So, let's just do this naturally. So I just had this intuition, this relational intuition that Andy and Nate, you guys would just go to another whole level together. I just want to say that. I just got a sense that, you know, as speakers, vibrant speakers. I just think there's another level. This is going to be a powerful, vibrant gang move here. You know what I mean? I just get it.
Totally.
I get this is.
I trust in it. Just as the first time that we called it, it resonated right off the first syllable of the sentence.
I love it. So, Nate, what are you curious about, Andy? I kind of gave you a little intro.
Yeah.
What are you curious about?
Right off the bat, you know, I'm an entrepreneur myself, and it sounds very much like you are as well, Andy, and it sounds like an in-touch entrepreneur, which takes entrepreneurship to a whole nother level. We could talk about double bottom lines, even triple bottom lines, and if we want to add a fourth bottom line, we can add the spirituality to it. It sounds like you have a wonderful business going on, and in the name of, you know, entrepreneurship, I have a couple businesses that I'm running. I recently started a chocolate making business called Abejitas, which it specifically focuses on making chocolate in a very natural form to keep the medicinal properties using raw honey. And what's interesting is that I've been looking for green packaging for the company for the last, say month and a half. So I'd like to hear your thoughts.
We'll talk some business. We'll talk some business offline. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So it seems like a natural pairing in that sense. And then, I work with a lot of other businesses as well. So it's interesting to hear your thoughts on that. My thought would be, first, right off the bat, we talk a lot about our organization and a lot of my other organizations is like, print's dead. So I want to hear your thoughts on that because you're in a print-heavy industry and it's clearly not dead. There's tons of uses for it, and I want to hear how you think you're bettering the world doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. First thing I'm going to tell you is I'm not an entrepreneur. And I actually like saying this. I'm a printer like my father before he and his father before he and his father before he. We are a 105-year-old company. And I like to say I haven't screwed it up yet. I took over the company in 2001. And so far it's okay. From our standpoint, print is not dead. And, you know, we had run this company for 80, 90 years the exact same way. When I took over the company, which was well ahead of the bell curve, I really wanted to move us into a more environmental direction. It just felt right to me. That's how I want to live my life. I want to take nothing but pictures and leave nothing but footprints. And if I thought everything I was doing was bad for the earth, it just wouldn't work for me. I couldn't make a career out of just making waste. So I started just doing a little research. And it started just with a natural curiosity of what it meant to be green, because I know what marketers thought it meant to be green, but I really wanted to learn myself. And so I started an organization that we called PAPER, which was Paper and Printing Environmental Research. And I got smart people from academics to government officials to people in the industry. And we really just started researching what it meant to really be green compared to what marketers wanted us to think it meant to be green. But to go on to your question, I'm sorry, just to go on to a little bit, you mentioned entrepreneur, I just wanted to correct that.
Yeah.
We don't find printing to be dead. Printing is very alive. That many of my biggest customers are internet companies. I would say my top two customers are both internet companies that use either printing for marketing purposes or for packaging. Those are two industries that we are heavily in, both direct mail and packaging. And packaging, you can see how internet companies doing packaging, that's an obvious, easy one with print. But marketing materials and direct mail, I deal with some of the biggest companies in the world, and year after year after year, they tell me that their return on investment, it starts with print and getting people online via print. Sending out web blasts and Instagram and Facebook ads are good, and you probably need that in the mix. But every year they find that their best return on investment starts with a printed piece and that printed piece driving them to buy online. I'm not going to say that there's the same amount of printing as there was 10 years ago, because there's probably not, because like every other industry, competition is more fierce. I can't say it's more fierce than any other industry, but all my friends that I talk to, business is really tough out there. People are working hard, and you know the internet is the great equalizer, where if you're a printer in Virginia versus Washington versus New York, we're all competing for the same business because of the internet, and that helped drive pricing down and make work more competitive, which I actually see as a good thing. It got rid of a lot of the dead weight printers. But there's definitely huge work out there, huge work. And for the companies that said, oh, I'm only going to advertise online, they quickly came back to printing. And I saw that about 5 years ago, some companies saying, oh, we're just going to do online investment. And they came back very quickly because they really found that it took print to drive people to their website. That is really, really the way to get people to spend money there. The portals, their websites are definitely where people want to go to make the purchase. So it's not like you're getting catalogs and there's a phone number at the bottom anymore. But still, direct mail to drive people to websites is really the way that we see business going. And, you know, anyone that says print is not dead, print is dead. We have, you know, probably 150 projects in house right now.
By the way, when I first heard the comment, Prince is dead, I was thinking about the singer, but I'm on board now. I get you said print, not Prince. You know, it's interesting about the entrepreneur. One of the things I was going to say to Nate, Lisa, and Ariel about you, Annie, is and the audience, I was really appreciative that you're one of the few people that I've met that's awakened and grown in your family system as a gift, as a path of wisdom for the whole family, that you've been with your family system for 105 years, and your father encouraged you to make this transition. I thought was a very powerful thing. Before we go, we're gonna take a brief pause in a moment. I wanted to get a response to Nate and the panel. You know, it's interesting. You said you weren't an entrepreneur. That's interesting to me. I always considered you as a green entrepreneur, and the way I would think of it is that you kind of crafted something and made it from your heart and made a value that was, I guess, the way that Nate said it, I guess that was interesting, your response. Let me go to Nate real quick. Nate, I want to go ahead.
I think of an entrepreneur as someone who really started a company. And what I did is I took an old existing company and I reshaped it for the 21st century.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. And that's a bold distinction for sure. And I think we all have probably different connotations of what entrepreneurship can really be. And I think it definitely resonates with each and every one of us. But you definitely did something that was fundamentally sound in the business world. And, you know, that speaks volumes for itself, whatever you want to label it. And yeah, I mean, I think the misnomer is that Prince dead is that people just said that because of the drastic shift. And, you know, we do print for Menla even. What we've found though is that instead of these broader publications, we've gone more local. And I think that's exactly what you're saying is that people are getting back in touch. And that's, I think, the spiritual side of it, right? People want to touch something. They want to be able to integrate themselves into the local community. Businesses want to integrate themselves into the local community and not feel like this behemoth of something that is intangible. And I think probably that's where print falls into that whole equation. And maybe that's part of what's keeping a lot of the print alive, at least for our advertising, is to keep that local community engaged.
You know, I think that if things were reversed and there was first.
Yeah. Andy, we're just going to take a brief pause for the cause here. And, boy, I just love what Nate said. I think it's so accurate that people want to be able to touch and feel connected locally with their vibrant business. We're going to continue with Vibrant Collaboration, the Vibrant Living Network. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, talking about vibrant business, vibrant collaboration, along with Nate Hughes at the Menlo Center, Lisa LaRose, Ariel Bonberg. You know, what you said, what Nate said and you said, Andy, really spoke to me, because when I first met Andy and he made my flyers, I realized it impacted the community. All of a sudden, like, this thing that was sort of this superpower of this very distinct expression, this beautiful poster, became a conversation, became a doorway. And I felt so good to say to people, this was, you know, the business that's make this is really committed, not just to the stuff being green, but who they hire, the way of life. As an example, Andy invested in staying in the city rather than moving to the, let's say, New Jersey or Long Island City. There was a whole, that whole momentum behind not just the flyer was sort of in my consciousness, in my expression. You know, one of the things I do with people, we open up a class, we do a vibrant speaking class. I ask people to tell me, and I have them really play with this, what's their superpower? And then the rest of that day, the first day, I have them draw out other people's superpower. So when I met Andy, I felt like my superpower is like I really want to be able to articulate something and make a distinction and have that amplified. So all my flyers and cards from this day forward and for the last 2 years, I've worked with Andy because I rest deeply knowing that the quality and the conscious and the care is there and the feel is there. And that's, you know, whether it's his family for the last 105 years. I love the conversation you were having, Nate. And I want to ask, as we get ready to talk about divorce and patterns on each other, one of the big patterns in my family was my father hated his job. So I never had that, Andy. I never had what you had, obviously. You had that momentum. You're the only person I know has taken what's in their family, sort of blessed it and brought it to a new level. That's beautiful and rare. So I love that about you. I love that you took something and did that.
You know, in many ways, I think being an entrepreneur would have been easier. It's easier to build a ship than it is sometimes to turn a ship.
Yes.
There was a time in my life that I had four people my generation all working for the company, and three cousins and brothers. And I always felt like they thought the company was their birthright, where I always saw the company as my opportunity. And there was a little difference in that, but it was a huge difference in that. That they thought they should, you know, come in at 10, 11 o'clock, that they were going to be the bosses and whatever. And I thought, I have to work harder than everybody else to learn everything I need to know so I can run the company someday. And that little difference of them thinking that they were coming in as the boss and me coming in thinking I have to learn everything I can is why I'm in the business and those other three are not, and why we're still successful.
Look, give out your website. By the way, Andy's going to be at all my conferences, our Vibrant Living, Rhode Island, Vermont. Call him. He's a wealth of wisdom around, well, as you can hear, green business. But all the stuff you've ever wondered about, go to his website. It's wonderful.
Thank you. www.earthenterprise.com. And I actually think there's a lot of information about there's a lot of information on our website about some of our green practices and who we are. I tried to hold nothing back.
Nothing. I like that. Hold nothing back. We're going to bite together in Vermont soon because I want to announce to the audience we're opening up the whole state of Vermont. We're going to be giving away in vacations and talking about how to be at 80% and be more productive, more creatively alive. How's that as an idea? So,
Andy,
I'm glad that you and Nate and Lisa and Ariel are going to follow up. And we're going to share about the collaborations that happened on today with Lisa and Ariel and Nate, because I feel some wonderful things are unfolding. And, of course, at all my events, the flyers and the cards are 100% Green Earth Enterprise. And you know it's because of the connection and love I have with Andy. Thank you, Andy, for being on today.
Thanks. Always nice to talk to you. I hope to see you soon. I look forward to biking with you in Vermont.
Thanks, Andy. Thank you. So I began the show talking about Barbara Feldman, whose book is called Your Brain Listens to Every Word You Speak. So we could re-educate our brain. And there was a study by Dr. Sue Johnson. And what's kind of interesting these days is because of brain mapping, we could see things. So she studied women that were going to be divorcing their husbands. And then she practiced something called emotional focus therapy. Well, emotional focus therapy, the whole idea is that our thought viruses get in our brain. The archetypes around us begin to live us. You know, if you're around people and they're thinking there's the flu coming, or they're thinking they're getting old, it shows up in their way of breathing and their way of moving. Divorce, the forced, the impositional nature of breaking relationships is something we haven't really given much thought to. It's kind of been there, but it's really impacted this other level of relationship, this deepening of love. It's, by the way, scientifically, it's been called the new attachment theory. In my own life, the person I treasured and beloved the most was moving away in our relationship. And it was, the best way I could describe it was a significant relational tsunami. And I met so many people through this who share with me, is there another way? Is there something better? So about after a year and a half, I saw a new world. It came in a series of I guess I call it soul seeing. I just saw something different. My sense of movement changed. I met someone who you guys are going to meet soon, a man named Tianco, who is among other things, a natural physicist. He teaches something called natural chi movement. We're going to share that with you. It's going to be part of our matchmaking, our one-of-a-kind matchmaking. Well, Nate, Lisa, and Nathaniel, I heard about this woman in upstate New York. I heard about this woman named Dr. Teshna. And I heard that Dr. Teshna could remove the beliefs and the traumas in your body. And I felt like as much as I was learning, I needed to remove this level of heartbreak. Because I began to realize that heartbreak was responsible for about 90% of people's illnesses on all levels. So next thing I know, I go to meet Dr. Teshna, and as she's working on me at this beautiful, her beautiful house in upstate New York, I drove about 6 hours a week. I started to see a vision when I was with her that one day I'd work with her. This is 6 years ago. And I would bring this to people, a one-of-a-kind resource to people that were not just considering divorce, but so many people felt they wanted a second chance to deepen their love and not divorce. And then there was another category of people who, you know, they divorced, but they never recovered. They didn't move on. They had more armor, right? And even though they got tougher, they couldn't feel their heart again. You know, there's a big difference between having sex and having this deep, powerful, profound ecstasy bond. So I started to write about the ecstasy bond, and I got really inspired and moved and saw that this was my next, I guess you could say, a mission. I'm honored to have with us today Dr. Teshna, who does this wonderful work that I saw myself, and we're going to be presenting at Menla, along with Nate, Divorce the Patterns, Not Each Other, which shares that the four things, the four different conditions, I'll name the four. So one is dealing with the obstructions and heartbreak that your current relationship or your perception or experience of your relationship has for you. So, for instance, you're married, but you're not happy. You missed a deep, powerful connection. You miss that feeling when your partner's either in the room or you think of them, your body comes alive and your vitalness comes alive in the sense of that delicious lovemaking you used to have, right? That wonder that you sense is there. That's one. So two would be, you know, you've lost your partner in some way. You've had a breakup. Initially, either you initiated it or they initiated it and you think you're moving on, but really you've moved on. But have you moved in? Have you sensed that wondrous sense of intimacy, the energy of intimacy? There's three and four. I just forgot three and four. No, three would be that you realize as you're listening to this that no matter you've been married, you've had these different experiences, but as I share this with you, have you really had this level of love that's very different than your parents or any love relationship where even your spiritual practices or your meditation, there's something missing? And you sense it. As I say this, you sense there's something there. That's why we put together this Divorce to Pattern, Not Each Other format for you to come release this from your body, and also experience what I call relational meditation, which is open eyes meditation. I'm going to go and welcome Dr. Teshna, along with our panel, Lisa LaRose, Ariel Bonberg, powerful name, Nate Hughes. Welcome, Teshna.
Hi. Nice to be on the show again.
It's wonderful having you here. I'm going to time myself and stay very quiet because I want everybody to really interact with you, because people come to see you. As a matter of fact, I just spoke to a married couple who saw you last week, and they got married. They're a pretty amazing couple, actually. I could feel their love, and they said to me, I was talking to them at Kapala when I was with you, and they all, how did you come up to us? Because they're in midlife. And they said, how could you feel our love? How could you feel this? Because they tell me people stop them in Central Park. Like, strangers come up to them and say, what's going on with you guys? And yet, isn't it fascinating? They're coming to see you because they want to experience a deeper level of love. I find that fascinating.
Yes. Yeah, they're wonderful people. And, you know, it's like in every relationship, there's always little things that bug us, you know. And so it's nice to be able to work on them. Specifically, so if somebody comes in and, you know, they're obviously together for many, many years, but there are certain things that are just, you know, affecting them in a way that they wish it wasn't. And so whatever it is, they just tell me, and then I come up with a way to test for that. So if somebody, let's say, felt that the other person that maybe is flirting too much with other people when they're around, for example, well, that could be an issue. Even though they're together and they love each other and they have a good thing going, if mm-hmm. every time they go out somewhere, whether it's a restaurant or a theater or anywhere, that you know, one of the two, usually the man, you know, starts to flirt with the waitress or with the attendant or whatever, then it makes the other person feel, you know, that they're not important or that they're not, you know, they're not good enough for them because they're always, mm-hmm. like, trying to hook up with someone else, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And
mm-hmm.
even if that really isn't the case, like the person isn't really wanting to hook up with someone else, just the behavior makes that person feel bad. And so that kind of thing, for example, is easy to work with, you know. So I just would make a statement with something like, I can let go of the belief that love and life means being with someone who's always flirting and making me feel like I'm not good enough for them. And then, sure enough, that would show up, and then we would clear that. And then, you know, transform it into, I can allow myself to believe that love and life mean being with someone who never flirts with anyone and makes me feel like I'm good enough, you know. So you just transform it into the opposite of what it is you really want. And then if you can work on, if the other person happens to be there, then you can make sure you check the other person with, I can let go of the belief that love and life means flirting with other people even when I'm with the person I love. And sure enough, that would be there because that's their behavior. Basically, whatever the behavior is a direct mirror of what the belief system is. It's just how it works. So by looking at the behavior, you know what the belief is, and then you can use the muscle testing to correlate it. And sometimes you have to, like, reword it slightly differently until you get to the exact kernel that is what it is. And they usually can relate to it when we find it. And then we just use the technique to clear it. In my office, I use neuroemotional technique to clear that. And in the workshops that I teach a layman's version of tapping and muscle testing that is very effective. It works just like an ET. So,
Nate had asked this morning if he could represent all the men in the Catskills. So he's there today with that mission. So Nate, please.
I'm standing bold, as tall as the tallest mountain in the Catskills. It's some powerful stuff, Dr. Teshna, that you have there, and for a lot of us that want to be in touch with ourselves, it's really powerful. I would postulate that the fact that we don't go deep enough inside of ourselves is why we see the continued use of these dating apps like Tinder continue to be more prevalent in our societies because they're essentially band-aids to problems that we have. We're just masking over them. And what I mean by that is it's very easy to go from relationship to relationship, continuing to carry out the same habitual patterns. And Tinder and the other dating apps are the quick fixes that say, okay, I don't have to fix myself. Next person, come on in. And we can just continue that flow and process. And unfortunately, that makes those patterns even deeper and more ingrained and more habitual. So I see this new technique, not only for couples. You know, when we put this on at Menla late spring, early summer next year, we want to be clear too that this is also open to people that may be single and or recently single and are recognizing same patterns that they've had since they first started dating, whenever it was in their young teens, and want to finally stop going through the same process. They want to stop banging their head on the wall. So to all the men in the Catskills, we're inviting you to come to this program because this is where it starts. This is where it starts.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that participants routinely say to me after they take the seminar is that they had no idea that there was such a technique where you could actually find out exactly what the beliefs are in your subconscious mind. Because, as we know, only 5 to 10% of our beliefs are conscious. The rest is all unconscious. It's all subconscious, and it's running our lives. And this is a way to tap into that so you can start to become conscious of all these beliefs that are in there and start to change the ones that you don't like. So it's very exciting. It's like a whole new way of looking at things. So for anyone that's interested in working on themselves, quote, or improving themselves in any way, then, you know, this is a way to tap into that, because how else would you find out what is in there? But with
all
the
right.
power of muscle testing, you can.
We're going to continue. We're going to keep this level of wisdom. I want you guys to exhale, shake a little bit. You know, at 80%, our lives are so wonderful. At 100%, it's too much. I want you to guys consider underwhelming. An underwhelming Thursday through the weekend. Beyond dating to relating and divorce the patterns on each other more and less in a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Clever. Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, along with Lisa LaRose, Ariel Bonberg, Nate Hughes, and, of course, Dr. Teshna. You know, there's two kinds of Cupids. There's Cupid's poison, which is where you kind of, you date, and you meet someone, and it's on the outer level, right? But there's this deeper Cupid's love medicine where it's like you deepen, your intimate life becomes more delicious, you become more in sync, and it's a deeper sort of thing. So divorce and patterns is our weekend coming up at Menla. We share Cupid's medicine, the insights and practices that you can share together to transform your brains together. You know, in some ways, we're still, I don't know if recovering is the right word, dealing with a lot of information that's very focused on me, but not we. I wanted to hear from our panel today, just a comment. You know, this is one of the most exciting things, by the way, because when this first happened in my life, Dr. Teshna and Nate and Lisa and Ariel, so many people would come by and, like, share with me how their life got disturbed and was profound that they had these breakups and divorces. And everybody, very few people had a sense of, what do you do? What do you do? But imagine if you could eradicate these thought viruses. Imagine if the love and the connection that brought you together could be deepened, revealed, and you wouldn't have to just follow a thought virus called divorce. Imagine if there was a possibility you could deepen the love. That's what I want to invite you guys to kind of play with. I became a matchmaker because I always was one in some sense. I always loved kind of bringing people together to this level of vibrancy. Lisa, I just thought I'd have you comment. You've been listening so deeply. And I want to say that everyone on the show is going to be in direct contact with Andy. And we're going to talk about the next level of collaboration with the panel and Andy Hort from Green Earth Enterprise, so we could share that with you guys. So I want you guys to get a sense of what happens when we come together to have a collaboration. So, Lisa, what would be your comment? You see people, in my experience, I haven't met one person on any level where heartbreak wasn't impacting their life deeply, if they talked about it or not. That's why this is so close to my heart. What would you say from listening to Dr. Teshna and Nate? What's impacting you?
Actually, a good friend of mine had a relational challenge just recently in the dating world, and I recommended, you know, she's in California, and I recommended mm-hmm. that she go see Dr. Teshna, because one of her biggest frustrations, it seems that she keeps attracting the same type of pattern in the types of men that she dates, and then things end up not turning out the way that she expects. And so I don't know, Dr. Teshna, if you do any type of, counseling for people that aren't in the area, or do people have to travel to you? And then also, I guess the other question I would have is, obviously people have the ability to come to your workshop and work through things, but are there recommendations you have that really help people to go beyond dating to really relating and clearing their own challenges?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the workshop is for. And the next one I'm going to teach is in November 17, 18. If somebody is in a hurry, they want to do it this app, that's when it's going to be. And on my website, drteshna.com, all the information is on there so that people can register. And so I always suggest that if people can do the workshop, whether that one or the one that we're going to teach at Menla, it's the best, because then you get the tools to work on it yourself ongoingly, and also to work on other people. But I'm always happy to work with people. When somebody is long distance, I can work with them. I usually use the tapping technique. I don't use any key long distance, but I use the tapping. And so I certainly have done that with many, many people. And basically, just like you said, she finds herself repeating the same pattern over and over again, because that's what her love blueprint is. And that's what I talk about in my book. It's called Fit for Love. You can get that on Amazon. Again, it's called Fit for Love. And I talk about that in there, how when we are born, and even before, from conception until about 10 years old, is when we basically become like a little tape player that just records every experience that we have, and that becomes part of our blueprint. So whatever happens to us in the relationship realm becomes part of our blueprint. So if you happen to have a parent that's abusive or angry or narcissistic or emotionally unavailable or whatever it is, then you believe that that's what love is. Love means being with someone who's just like mom or who's just like dad, and or a combination of the two. And so then you set your sails out in the world and you look for someone that is just like mom or just like dad, because that's what you're familiar with. That's what feels like family. That's where you first received love, whatever that kind of love was. And that goes even for like people who were born of people that were alcoholic and maybe beat them up. And then what happens is these kinds of people will look for someone as a mate that is an alcoholic and will beat them up. I mean, it goes that far. So if you're not aware that you're just playing those blueprints, then you can't do anything about it. But if you are, then you can start, you know, learning these kinds of techniques so that you can actually tap into that subconscious belief, figure out what it is exactly, do the technique to get rid of it, and then put the opposite one in there. And so, yes, I can help people with that.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing the name of your book again. And you, people can purchase that through your website. Is that correct, Fit for Love?
Yeah. You can get it on my website, or you can get it on Amazon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's such a great tool. I can think of a gift. It's a wonderful gift for many people in all stages of relationships, to be sure.
Yes, and most people who have read it have really enjoyed it. It's not very long, and it's right to the point. I'm a Scorpio, so I go right to the point.
Yeah, but you're the good kind of Scorpio. You explained that to me one day.
Yes.
You're the Phoenix Scorpio or something. Remember you explained that to me.
Yeah, I'm the Phoenix Rising one, not the lizard.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's actually me in the back of your book cover. She's a Scorpio, but it's a Phoenix Rising type. Just you know, it'd be a little dot or something next to it. You know, Dean Ornish, who I met in 1989, did this project for the last 35 years. People around the world have come to him for heart disease. He's considered a leading person in the world on reversing heart disease. And we're going to invite him on to be part of the series and be part of our panel. And his comment after 35 years, he's never seen, whether it's meditation, stress reduction, yoga, dietary change, exercise, surgery, intimacy. And he documents this in a book that wasn't a bestseller called Love and Survival, that intimacy is our bestseller, is our deepest healer, is our deepest healer. So when I developed Vibrant Intimacy, and I say I, it's such a we. I had so many people like Tesha and others open up their wisdom and their heart. And recently, Nate and Lisa and Ariel, it really became a path. You know, because another thing I'm teaching because of this is really how to turn your obstacles, the things that hold you back, into your to become paid for who you are. See, I'm really alive when I'm in this life because people come up to me. It just has become a way of life. You know, when I say I'm involved with, I'm writing this book called Divorce the Patterns on Each Other, and I tell them about a chapter as an example from Betrayed to Be Loved Together. And everyone's heart, their deepest heart. You know, one time someone was helping me with my heart sac. You have a sac around your heart. When we become aware of something, our life becomes different. Nate, you work with people who come to Menlo from all around the world. And they come there to begin a new life and an embodied life, to be in touch with their body, their breath, and to live in a bigger current. What's moving to you in this conversation? Because I feel you're a person who's very moved. Our conversation is, you left me with that beautiful quote from the Irish kind of mystic. I think, that was very moving to me.
John O'Donohue. Yeah. I mean, John O'Donohue embraces a lot of what I see here, and he writes about a lot of what I see here, and it's about our mind and how our body is a connection to our soul. And when we become aware, right, that simple presence of becoming aware, like you're saying, we just, if we're really that aware, we can rise to another level, and we can rise to a higher level of vibrancy. And when we all come together in that way, not everybody and we have to be clear, not everybody can get there right away, but I work at a center where I see this happen all the time. You know, let's just say a group of 30 people come through and they're doing some really deep work. A handful of them, you can literally see the energy shift in their body from the time that they come in. You could see the tenseness of them, and then by the end, you see these people walk out with this glowing radiance. You don't even have to talk to them to know that they got in touch with something that was truly the core of them, that's the core of who we all are.
So give out the website, because we're going to be there with the Vibrant, you know, speaking program, and I, in my heart, in my sense, I consider it such an honor to be meeting you and having you as part of this, Nate. So go ahead and give out the connection. It's pretty soon you'll be able to read about divorce and patterns on each other on the website. Well, how can people learn about Menla and what you're up to, Nate?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to menla.us. They can also go to Menla Mountain on Instagram. As we talk about, print is not dead. We will definitely on the internet as well. And also can go to our Facebook where we post a lot of the events that are going on. We host our own retreats, Menla-sponsored programs, are programs that are typically focused around Tibetan Buddhism. This weekend we have a wonderful program going on about shamanism and how that meets Buddhism. So it's shamanism and Buddhism, very interesting where the crossroads of those meet. And the following weekend, something that I've been always very much interested in is Tibetan dream yoga with Dr. Nita, who's one of the most modern progressive Tibetan doctors, and that should be a really fascinating program to come and check out if you're in the area or if you just need to get out of one of those cities that are around us, come on up to the mountains. And the
Ariel, Ariel.
Is menla.us, menla.us.
You know, it's funny. I had something happen just recently, Tesh, and I particularly thought about you. For 25 years, I've been doing this series called on the healing power of homeopathy, or the, we call it the healing power of homeopathy. Anyway, for 25 years, I never felt homeopaths as a group have profoundly appreciated what I've been up to and wanting to make homeopathy as popular as yoga. And the other day, I just met one of the international chairs, and he was so profoundly acknowledging to me. And he says, "Glenn, we got to bring to another level. The testimonials are out of this world from this one homeopath from India." And I thought, oh, my God, it's so profound. And I want to say, Tesh, I was just thinking, like, what did I do in my life? Because he wrote me in a way that was so beautiful and so honoring that I kind of thought to myself, well, I wonder if I cleared a pattern so I can receive this level of honor and support and wonder that's when it was there, it seemed like, you know, I guess when a pattern leaves and we experience a level of life and connection, It seems in a way natural, and yet it's still so beautiful.
Yes. As soon as you change the belief, you change the outcome. Literally, change your belief, change your life. Because whatever you believe, you're right. So you'll make it happen, if it's, you know what I mean? So if you, yeah. If you, for example, believe that love and life means being criticized, and the mate that you meet is not very critical, then you'll start doing things and acting in ways that will make them criticize you, because you need that to feel loved. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, and that's why even if I work just with one person, the dynamics in the relationships will start to change. Because let's say I change that belief of the woman, let's say, letting go of that belief that she believes that love and life means being criticized, and I clear that, and instead I put in there, love and life means being accepted as I am, then all of a sudden she's going to stop talking and acting in ways that annoys her mate, so he won't be so critical anymore. Do you see?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's brilliant. It's Ariel, go ahead and give out your website. Lisa, give out your website. Menla, Dr. Teshna. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead and give out your website.
So mine is drteshna.com.
Drteshna.com. And spell it, Tesha.
So D-R, and then T as in Tom, E, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, .com.
Okay. Ariel, go ahead. Our New York producer, Ariel, if you want to get a show in New York or the New York region, or you just want to ask Ariel a great question about homeopathy, what's your website, Ariel?
My website is refuahomeopathy.com, R-E-S. UAHHOMEOPATHY at gmail.com, And Dr. Tashin, I'm also Scorpio, so I read ideally on that one.
I guess that's...
Wow, what a discovery. All right, we got gentle, wonderful Lisa. Lisa, what's your site you want to share with people about your work?
It's onewisdom, onewisdom.org.
That rings
so
a bell.
So appreciative of all of your input and all your insights. It really, you know, for everybody that's tuning in, it really touches the hearts of so many people and makes a difference. So thank you all for your input.
One wisdom. See, my just the other day, I was at Lisa doing hula hooping and hiking mountains and had the blessing and honor meeting Lisa. So it really is precious when we meet and we allow this relational brain, this connection, and realize that through trust, we can discover a new life together. And I appreciate you guys deeply, all of you.
Appreciate
and
you
listening.
Well.
And Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you, Dr. Testa.
Thank you, guys.